Elevate Rehab, hand and orthopedic physical therapy in Lander, makes the County 10 podcast possible. They treat all conditions affecting the entire body. They do return to work training and FCE testing. They've got two physical therapists, Dr. Ryan Flatt and Dr. Stephen Elmer. Book an appointment now, good folks, at Elevate Rehab. County 10 podcast brought to you by the Wyoming Department of Transportation. They remind you to never drink and drive. Come up with a game plan if you're going out drinking with your buddies. A DUI could cost you financially a job, or even worse, could cost you your life for someone else their life. Never drink and drive. County 10 podcast brought to you by the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino just outside of Lander. Great spot to stay in Fremont County. 24-hour a day gaming fun and the Dekagahi restaurant, a delicious option. Open from 8 to 8.
This is the County 10 podcast from the Porter's 10cast studio. Here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Thursday, February 20th to you. Three new Riverton police officers and two new dispatchers were sworn into office on Tuesday night at the Riverton City Council meeting. RPD Lieutenant Wes Romero introduced the new hires.
I'd like to take a little time and introduce new members of the department. Cheyenne Deaver, his wife Kayla. They have two kids and enjoy spending time with his family and being outdoors camping. Ruby Ziegler, husband Ross. I have five kids, several grandchildren. She's born in Springfield, Illinois, raised in East Moline, Illinois. She has 27 years in corrections and was the warden out here at the Wyoming Honor Farm. She likes, how do you say this, fiber artists, got something to do with alpacas.
Yeah.
And likes spending time with family. Logan Alley and his fiance, Chrissy Kubota. His parents, Mike and Tara Alley, are also present to support him. Logan was born and raised in Riverton. He's graduated from Riverton High School. He has spent a year and a half at the Wyoming Honor Farm as a corrections officer there. He likes working out and being with his fiance and his dogs. Dispatcher Valerie Hinkle, husband Chance. They have one kid. She enjoys spending time with family, being outdoors. She was born and raised in Lander, but has been living in Riverton for a few years now. Sarah Romero, her husband is Nick Romero, who is not here at this time. They have several children between the two of them. Sarah was born and raised in Riverton. She looks forward to a career with the Riverton Police Department. And Yacy, her son, will be pinning her badge on her tonight.
Not in attendance, but also recognized was Brett Johnson, who will be the new victim witness law enforcement liaison. RPD also announced the internal promotion of Officer Jim Donahue to the rank of detective. More information and photos from the ceremony at county10.com. And just 24 miles away, the Lander Police Department is issuing a warning for its residents to lock vehicles and keep valuables inside, especially overnight. LPD responded to a handful of auto burglaries last weekend. They're seeing an increase in these lately, and they say that the thieves are using the cover of darkness and accessing unlocked doors, finding prime opportunities to find themselves in vehicles. They highly recommend removing all personal artifacts from inside, like purses, wallets, electronics, guns, or major one for these particular thieves, cash and coins. All the details on this release from the Lander Police Department are up at county10.com. Fans of the Riverton High School Wolverine basketball team are encouraged to bring a teddy bear or two along with them to the last home games of the season on Friday, February 21st. Fans will get the opportunity to toss the teddy bears onto the court at halftime of the boys' game, which tips off at 7:30. All stuffed animals will be collected and donated to the Riverton Police Department and the Fremont County Alliance Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. The animals are then given to children who may need help coping in stressful situations. Riverton boys' game against Rock Springs. Again, tips off at about 7:30 from Wolverine Gymnasium. Those who wish to help but cannot make it can contribute directly to the Riverton Police Department or the Fremont County Alliance Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. Du Bois was featured recently on a new episode of PBS show Sesame Street. Betty told Big Bird and Elmo a few things about living in Wyoming.
Watch with us.
Hi. Hi, Elmo. Hi, Big Bird. My name is Betty, and I live in Du Bois, Wyoming. I live on a dirt road that's really dusty and bumpy. My log cabin has four bedrooms. My family is my mom, my dad, and my brother. My brother and I like to ride our bikes in the summertime and ski and sled in the winter.
Sesame Street debuted its 50th season this year. It's on HBO and PBS now. You can find the clip from the Du Bois episode up at county10.com. Popular Lander-based musicians, the Low Water String Band, received an invitation to participate in the Treefort Music Festival in Boise, Idaho next month. They'll be one of six acts from Wyoming participating in the festival.
Yeah, Wyoming winds come and save me. I am lost in your great deep end. I need a sign, come show me the way. Howling winds, come show me the way.
The Wyoming Musicians Showcase at the Treefort Music Festival in Boise set for Thursday, March 26th. Also attending, Sheridan-based Two Tracks, Larrabee's 10 Cent Stranger, Casper's Seed the Pilgrim, Jackson's Frida Felcher, and Aaron Davis and the Mystery Machine, also from Jackson, representing the Cowboy State. Again, more info on the Low Water String Band can be found at lowwaterstringband.com or by following their Facebook page. The County 10 Podcast is available 5 days a week with new episodes at 10cast.county10.com. Find the podcast daily on the County 10 Facebook page, or you can ask your smart speaker, your Google Home, your Alexa to play the latest episode of the County 10 Podcast. You can also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are found. To get in touch with the show, email us 10cast@county10.com. And a big shout out to our friends at Rendezvous Dental, who make the County 10 Podcast possible. That's Dr. Crane and Sackett and their top-notch staff. They work hard every day to bring you the latest state-of-the-art techniques and technology. They're accepting new patients now, and they're moving into a new facility in 2020 at the corner of North 8th West and Sunset. That's Rendezvous Dental. County 10 Podcast also brought to you by the good people at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, beautiful downtown Lander. Next time you're shopping in downtown Lander, stop in there, check out their selection of home decor, or if you need a new outfit, they've got Kimes Ranch brand jeans. Those last 2 to 3 times longer than the average pair of jeans at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique.